Now, there's a curious and extremely interesting turn that is given to things by a certain aspect of the Japanese language. There's a kind of very polite discourse which is known as play language, asobu kotaba, where one, instead of saying, "I see that you have come to Tokyo," says, "I see that you are playing at being in Tokyo." The idea is that people do what they do voluntarily, as one enters a game. Life is a game. This goes so far that when you say to a person using this polite, very polite language, when you say, when you wish to say, "I hear that your father has died," the way to say it is, "I understand that your father has played at dying." I submit that this is a glorious approach to life. That what has to be done, you do with such a will that you play at it. This is what Nietzsche calls the love of life, amor fati. And it is the point that Spengler makes when he quotes Seneca's saying, "He who goes with fate, the fates lead. He who resists fate, the fates pull." You've got to go. So realize that in coming into life, and of course this underlies part of the Oriental notion of reincarnation anyhow, in coming into life, you wanted to come into life, otherwise you wouldn't have come. In coming into this world at this time, you wanted it at this time. It's a big, great thing you decided to do. Well, don't lose your nerve. Go through and play the game. So, this, what I would call, essentially, aristocratic attitude of playing the game. And you, as you know, anyone who has played a game, I'm sure we've all played one game or another, the games that are most fun are the ones that are the hardest. The ones with the most complicated system of problems are the ones that hold you if you really want to play a game. And so it is that artists are not content with doing simple things in their art. They like the challenge, the difficult thing. Now, this whole attitude is made quite vivid in Japan by the art that is implied in such a thing as the tea ceremony. Japanese life is terribly formal. Even walking into a room and out, you're bound to make 98 mistakes before you go in and out. You're a bull, a boor, all the time. But to make it still more difficult, there's this exquisitely intricate business of the tea ceremony. And here, I knew one little old lady in Kyoto who has been studying tea ceremony for 60 years, and she has her tea lesson twice a week still. And she always speaks with the play language when she speaks. The little tea spoon that's used to take the tea out and put it in the bowl, if when you put it down on the table, you put it here instead of here, that is to say 1/16th of an inch wrong, oh, everybody knows, it's worse than going to meet the queen. You've just got to be precisely on the mark all the time. Now, the thing is to perform this exquisitely difficult affair with ease, with grace, and carry on what would appear to be a casual conversation meanwhile. Then, I remember when I was an athlete at Columbia on the track team, we used to wear sweat clothes when we would practice, so that when we get in a race and take the sweat clothes off, running would be easy, you know? It would be very light. So it is here. After the tea ceremony, life in Japan is easy. This attitude now, art as the game of life, or the game of life as itself an art, is a wonderful, vigorous, joyous approach to the world problem, and is quite in contrast with ours in the West, which is based on the notion of universal guilt. There was a fall somewhere, you remember? And we're all in a mess as a consequence. In contrast to this, there's this Oriental idea, the world is God's play, It's a game he's playing. Of course people get hurt playing football. People fall off horses, people fall out of automobiles. There's no such thing as a game without somebody getting hurt. Even chess, you use up your eyes and brains. The fun of the game is that it's a risky one, in a way. And this is the game that was designed for us, and here goes. Art, then, is, as it were, the culminating statement, the key statement of the essence of life as a game, as a play. And this corresponds, finally, to go back to India again, with the Indian notion of the world as God's play. So there's a wonderful community here between all grades of life as art.